The federal government is reviewing the status of three Arctic seals that live off Alaska's coasts to determine if they should be listed under the Endangered Species Act. Yesterday, the National Marine Fisheries Service said there is enough of a question about the health of the seal populations to warrant looking into whether they are threatened or endangered. The agency is responding to a petition by the Center for Biological Diversity, which says the ringed, bearded, and spotted seals are at risk because of global warming. The center's staff biologist Shay Wolf says her group filed a petition in early summer because the seals' sea ice habitat is rapidly melting.
They're completely dependent on the sea ice for rearing their pups, and so that early breakup of sea ice causes mom seals and pups to become separated before the pups are big enough and strong enough to survive.
Last week, scientists at the Colorado-based National Snow and Ice Data Center said the Arctic sea ice had melted to the second lowest point since satellites began taking measurements. The state of Alaska doesn't yet have a position on whether the seals should be listed as endangered, threatened, or kept off the endangered species list. The state's endangered species coordinator, Doug Vincent Lang, says despite that, his office will give input into the federal process.
We typically will start working with the federal agency once this happens and providing the kinds of information that we have available to them to help inform the development of the status review, as well as any population models that they may develop and threat analysis that they may develop.
The public has until November 3rd to weigh in on the status of the ringed, bearded, and spotted seals. They live off Alaska's northern and western coasts in the Bering, Chukchi, and Beaufort Seas. The National Marine Fisheries Service is already looking into whether the ribbon seal should be listed under the Endangered Species Act.